Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time with your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona. Now, I want to thank all of you for tuning into this exciting broadcast. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, the Hour of the Time is listener-supported. We don't have corporate sponsors, commercials interrupting our research, none of that. We rely on your support through donations or donations for research material. In the form of DVDs, audio broadcasts, preparedness supplies, etc. If you'd like to contact the Hour of the Time, you may do so by writing Hour of the Time or HOTT, H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona 85925. Again, that's Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona 85925. The website, hourofthetime.com. That's hourofthetime.com. The studio number, 928-333-2942. And my personal email address, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. That's hourofthetime@hotmail.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a musical break for those of you who may have forgotten or new, etc., to get something to write with during the core content of this broadcast this evening. But first, a few reminders and announcements. We have that major project coming up in early November. We already have Rob, our co-host and webmaster from Canada, flying down as tickets are bought. Lodging for three other people so far. Food, etc. And we're going to catalog electronically our entire research and legal library here at the Hour of the Time. And all the excess and redundant copies, because there's a lot of those as well, will be given away to those that help, and whatever they don't want will then go to the local used bookstore that has a public free reading area. They have been very helpful to Hour of the Time over the years. And anything we ever give them is always available to the public right there in the seating area. So a lot of people have gotten educated through us and them and never even known that we were part of it. So we need your help. We have some ideas here. We have hundreds of hours of never before seen or never released either video engagements, seminars, speaking, tours of Bill. He had given these to me before his death and said at one time or sometime down the road, you'll want to get these converted because we just can't do it now. And we just boxed them up, basically. They were like a birthday present to me one year. Well, we are going through them. All the helpers in Canada around the studio, and thanks to John and Pat and Terry and Rob and everybody up there, are going through these. They already have two of the presentations done. And our artwork, we've got our first artwork just today for the Little Alien Inn seminar that Bill had at Area 51 at the Little Alien Inn. Some of you attended that, but not very many, and some of you had no clue and still probably don't have a clue what I'm even talking about. So Area 51, Skunk Works, UFOs, etc. We'll be releasing that. The second one is a surprise when we get our artwork for that, which is coming very shortly, in fact. I'll announce that. So there's already two. We have dozens and dozens that are following right on their heels. So we're releasing all through the fall here and the winter. For every $20 that you donate and indicate that it is for our November library project, because we have literally hundreds of dollars of brand new boxes and crates purchased to store the archives properly, file cabinets. There's a lot of expense already, ladies and gentlemen. We already have $1,200 invested in this project and haven't even started. So every $20 you can donate, we will give you one of the new releases for free and just in order. If you donate 20, you get Little Alien In. If you donate 40, you get Little Alien In our next one, which I'm going to surprise you with the announcement as soon as we have our artwork. I don't want anybody jumping the gun trying to order something that we don't have artwork even for yet for the covers and disc. 60, you'll get the third one, etc. And you just keep going like that. As soon as they're released, you'll get them in the mail. On gratis as a thank you for giving us a kickstart to finalize once and for all an inventory, our research center, library, and legal section. So please keep that in mind, and don't forget to listen to the podcast, which will be up for months on purpose, detailing the conference 2008. Your opportunities in North America to attend and learn such skills aren't going to be for long, ladies and gentlemen. In 09, you're going to see some drastic shifts in this country. And we have been warning you for a long time. 09 is the kickoff of literally hundreds of multinational and national plans to curtail our country, Canada, even more so than they already are, which may seem impossible to some of you, but it can be done. Freedom, constitutional republicanism, etc. So, you can listen to the podcast for the details. Installment payments are available for those who want to do that way electronically or through the mail. So, to see a full breakdown of all that's included, day by day is the schedule. Everything's on the shopping cart at this point. Because some people do use the electronic means of payment, and it was easiest to do everything on the shopping cart first, and then we'll transfer the information part only to the website. Again, hourthetime.com. Go to shop and simply go to Conference 2008, one of the main buttons on the front page. You'll see there that for only a $650 donation, you are getting all the materials that you take home, by the way, in three-ring binders, hundreds of pages of materials, new books from guests and authors and classes, disc and DVD and CD format, your lodging, and deluxe accommodations, trust me. The facility is ours for the entire week. All the meals cooked by expert cooks, fresh every time, every meal, every day, for $650. All meals, all materials, all the necessity and items that we'll use and expend in the classes, all inclusive for only $650. You won't even get anything like the Hour of the Time Skills and Research Conference from anybody else anyway, let alone a seminar for a week with lodging and meals and any type of learning in today's environment, that is, for that kind of price. But we are limiting it more severely than in the past, the attendance. So don't procrastinate. Or you may not have anywhere to stay or nothing to eat or may not even get in there. So get in. Give me some indication in the mail, email, phone number, however you want to do it, yep, I'm real serious. I'm going to start the installments right now. Or just outright send it, the deposit. Or do it, if electronic is your little game, then do that via the shopping cart. But don't procrastinate, because any sob stories won't mean anything to us down the road. You just won't come. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're going to go a little more into the precious metals investing, some more into the North American Union, your property and freedom grab, and property rights, remember, is the right to ownership and control. It doesn't mean just real estate, and you need to know these legal terms when I talk about property rights. It's one of the most fundamental freedoms right there alongside the right to keep and bear arms in this country. And there's a major grab for all that underway. And just so happens, has a deadline completion date of guess what year? Yes, 2009 as well. So after this musical break, ladies and gentlemen, be prepared to write and take notes. We give a lot of numbers, dates, people, and events. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona, with the Hour of the Time. And I want to thank again all of you for tuning in this evening, and you can thank yourself for what you're going to learn. Again, the website, hourofthetime.com, the studio number, 928-333-2942, my personal email, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. Mailing address, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, I put out today information regarding to those, again, that's one of the privileges of being a researcher, being involved with Hour of the Time. You get behind-the-scenes news before anyone else, and you get hints and tidbits, etc. Today, I let the list know hours ago of runs on the precious metals and how the supply is drying up for your investments every day and harder to get. and how dealers are just happy when they get hundreds or a few thousand ounces in their shop, because that's not much to a dealer. But our special dealer has been a guest here on the air, Danny, and that's who I want you to ask for, is the owner of a 30-year firm, J&J Coins. He's honest. He gave us and you, the audience, the inside secrets of what dealers really work on and why you can get much more for your investment than you're probably currently getting. And one of the tips of investing in junk silver, ladies and gentlemen, is let the dealer make the decision. There's several instances where you can get more coins. Here's why. If you just wanted to invest in a precious metal, and let's say we'll limit it to just gold and silver even, currently several shops are running short on gold investment, as in bullion, which I already told you to avoid and gave you all the proof why in our precious metals investing confiscations and futures broadcast this week. But let's say that was your thing. He may be short on that, and he's going to give it to you at strict current going market rate, and that's it. No good deals, because he can't just be handing it out the door when he's that short. Because when you turn people away, then they may not come back. So he wants to satisfy the most customers, and especially our listening audience. So he may say, well, I do have a lot of silver. So go there, because you'll get extra. Not just a straight equivalent of this much weight, which is at this value for your, let's say, $100 that you want to invest right then. Now, you're in silver. Don't be dictatorial on your investment. The dealers are the experts, not you. If you love mercury dimes, that's all you want to have for whatever reason. You and your father collected them together, and you remember your father every time you look at one, that's fine. But if you're just strictly going into it as an investment, the wise investor lets the dealer guide them. And the dealer, even in one precious metal, will always have more of one than another. Maybe he's running low for the inventory that he likes to keep of mercury dimes and quarters, let's say, and half dollars. But he's got a ton of nickels. So instead of giving you the strict going rate of the junk silver right now, because you demanded something he may be really tight on right now, but he needs to get rid of nickels in our theoretical example here, because he's got 6,000 ounces of them taking up space because he just bought a bunch from a huge estate sale. You'll get a better deal by letting him send you nickels. And an ounce of silver is an ounce of silver, ladies and gentlemen. So let them also guide you if it's a reputable dealer. And around this country, there's only one that I can comfortably advise people that don't have some very narrow selections and individual coins they may want. Then maybe somebody else, but all around, great deal and dealer, which we get no kickbacks from, ladies and gentlemen, by the way. I just want you to get the benefits that I have of our research. And that's called Danny at J&J Coins. Let him guide you on what he has based on his stock, the market, volumes, trends, etc. Okay? Unless you just have to have something. I wouldn't ever interfere with your free will to buy what you want. I'm just telling you how to get the most for your investment. Now, if you go also to the podcast and you want the spreadsheet, as long as that podcast is on our page, those bonus spreadsheets that, again, our insiders, our researchers, our core people on our private, non-distributed email list that I only control, got the contact information and advisement on investing today, Well, you would have also gotten the spreadsheets to know how many coins of each denomination you should get for your investment. For instance, these spreadsheets allow you, with the today closing, I believe, if I recall, it was 1356. I believe at the end of the day. On these Excel spreadsheets, which will be available for a limited time, you can see that for $13.56, what you're going to get. First, it gives you the magic number, which I told you about in the previous episode, in which Danny, the owner and dealer of J&J Coins, explained on the air with the Hour of the Time a couple years ago. So you see what dealers look at as the value of junk silver, and that's because of the amount of silver in circulation coins. It helps compensate for wear because of age, impurity, because none of it is actually pure silver. So now that you have the real, what dealers used to know the value of the junk silver, now you are on the level playing ground. And he exposed all that. A lot of dealers don't like that, him doing that, but oh well, he's reputable. That's why he does it. Then you might have 100 Federal Reserve notes free this month, let's say, to invest. So in our simple spreadsheet, you are able to take $100 in Federal Reserve notes and enter that in the sheet. And because you've already entered, and it includes a hyperlink, by the way, to where to get the current market price 24 hours a day. So with the current market price entered and your investment in Federal Reserve notes, maybe this month is $100 in our example, I know today that the lowest price I'm probably going to pay a dealer is 49 cents per nickel, 988 per dollar coin for its value as junk silver. And a high where they've already made profit, plus they have some more commission worked in. You shouldn't pay over 54 cents, for example, a nickel, or 1086 for a dollar coin of face value, that is, barber, what have you, peace dollars, Morgans. Dimes, by the way, in our case here, computes to $1.09, quarters, $2.72, and half dollars, $5.43. That's their real value, ladies and gentlemen. It also tells you the minimum you should receive based on their profit margin and some commission, which if they treat you good, they deserve that. So if I know that he's going to send me nickels, or we're bartering for a particular denomination, and I want to invest 100 Federal Reserve notes based on today's closing price, in nickels, for instance, I should get at least 184 nickels. And depending on how well he was able to work his supply, maybe he got a heck of a deal on the state sale, I can get up to 202 nickels. But at least I know what I should minimum get. And what this will help you do as well, ladies and gentlemen, let's say you're one that may enjoy doing these online auctions, whether they be smaller sites or some sites I may not know about, or eBay. And you see that someone's got a roll or bag or whatever of 20 Morgan silver dollars. And you know the value of silver today because you've hit our little hyperlink and it's inserted in your spreadsheet. So we're saying 20 of those. And they have a starting price on the bid, or maybe a buy it now type option, of $2.50 and $10 shipping. So you have to consider it all to get to your door. So you're going to spend $260 with this vendor. And they're saying it's a bag of 20. Well, guess what? You should be receiving at least 24 of them. You're losing out on $40 plus of silver value. So you know automatically that's a bad deal. I'm not going to invest there. And likewise, you should get up to, let's say, 26 of a dollar face value silver coin. So, likewise, if for some reason their auction said that same bag of 20, you could get it right now with shipping and all inclusive for 170. You should get a minimum of 16. And you're getting 20, you know it's an excellent deal. Jump on it. So this sheet can work several directions. Those are available for your downloading via our website again, hourthetime.com, at the podcast page. Right below the podcast of the show this week, Precious Metals Investing, Confiscations, and the Future. Go get it, ladies and gentlemen. You need it. And again, J&J Coins, and many of you were able to today jump on the limited supply and deals because you took the time to be one of the core people, a researcher. You asked to be on our insider news list that doesn't get distributed to anybody. In fact, Rob doesn't even have the email addresses. I'm the only one. And I blind carbon copy everything so no one else on the list sees your address. We're not stupid here, ladies and gentlemen. And you would have been able to have taken advantage of some great deals today. But maybe you're just for the first time tuning in or been a little lackadaisical about getting involved. And tonight's broadcast is it. It's giving you the kick in the butt you needed. I want you to still be able to do this. Danny asked for him. He's the owner. J&J Coins, 618-985-5265. 618-985-5265 in Illinois, ladies and gentlemen. Danny at J&J Coins, 618-985-5265. And make sure to let him know that Doyle from Hour of the Time Radio Network sent him, or sent you to him, excuse me. We don't get any kickbacks, commissions, nothing. But he has been a guest. He has been helpful to several Hour of the Time listeners. And it's kind of a thank you gesture when he knows that his efforts on the air and with us are coming back to him in the form of customers. It makes him feel good. He's confident that we're a good entity because he sees his time has gotten a return, his investment in the broadcast or advice to customers. So let him know you heard about him via me, Doyle Shamley, at Hour of the Time Radio. Now, after those podcasts are down off the website, and they're up there for a week or two, for those of you who work funny shifts or maybe out of town and have to catch up on a week of them next week, don't call me or email me or something in 8 months saying I want that free spreadsheet. Because I'm not going to go look for the file in the thousands of files I have on the computer for you. And don't do it because you're such a cheap socialist instead of just donating for the broadcast and hearing all the info on how to do the mathematical calculations that we covered the other night and create your own spreadsheet because you're a cheap socialist. You're listening to some pirated version out there. Oh well, figure it out yourself. So I'm just telling you, you got a couple weeks to download those in an Excel spreadsheet format that we created right here at the Hour of the Time to help you. I'm not saying rush out and buy tons of precious metals right now. It's good to always have some and possess some and occasionally get them and add to your supply as it's feasible. Don't go broke doing it. Don't make it your only nest egg. Because when bad times come, ladies and gentlemen, whether you're a single man with a girlfriend or lady with a boyfriend or man with a boyfriend and girl with a girlfriend or family or what have you, maybe you and some others need to stay warm. Crawling into a pile of silver coins is not going to keep you very warm in the winter. You need to defend your property and food, possibly, and gardens. It's going to be hard to keep away attackers and looters and mobs and foreign invaders and domestic enemies by throwing rolls of silver coins or gold encapsulated investments at them. Or maybe you are lucky and someone was wise and more prepared in your area and has 700 damn blankets for sale at $20 a pop. Guess what? They don't care what you paid Swiss America or someone else for an overpriced encapsulated PCGS graded coin. It says $20 St. Gallen's. They're going to give you $20 of blankets for it. They don't care that you maybe paid $1,100 for that coin. You just got yourself one wool blanket. That's why I hedge towards silver in my advice to people. Historically, throughout world history, it's wiser, has a better potential for protection and increase of wealth. But protection is the main thing you're concerned about here, ladies and gentlemen. But it's also more divisible. Because instead of giving that person that has that blanket or those first aid supplies that you really need, a $20 face value St. Gallen's coin that you paid $1,200 for, you can give them 20 $1 peace dollars, for instance. Because the economy is not going to overnight go back to precious metals, ladies and gentlemen. Like a lot of fake patriots, spelled P-A-Y, patriots, are leading you to believe. Shovels, hoes, hammers, nails, wire, tools in general, batteries, some coffee and tobacco in cans in a freezer or wherever, freeze-dried, vacuum-packed, ammunition, blankets, medical supplies, solar, battery rechargers with rechargeable batteries of various sizes, tampons, yes, going to be a very good investment when the economy collapses. For barter and trade are going to be more valuable, ladies and gentlemen, than your coins, and for quite a while. Because if Farmer John has 50 acres of vegetables and you need to eat, maybe he doesn't want your silver. Maybe all he's looking for right now is medical supplies, and you have a lot of them. Because a wise preparedness person, safe person, investor, doesn't have just enough to get by for a day or two. He has a little extra. And he's probably going to give you a better deal and more vegetables because he wants those medical supplies, not some silver coins. They're useless to him, maybe. Maybe he's got plenty of silver already. So there's going to be a lot of barter outside of precious metals, ladies and gentlemen. Non-trackable, untraceable, untaxable, unalienable, unconfiscatable barter. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'd rather have garden seeds and all the things we've mentioned already, 4 or 5 shovels from yard sales, rat hold, and hammers, and cases of nails, and screws, and hand tools, baling wire, put aside, then can after can after can of silver coins buried in my backyard. So please, be smart. Listen to the Survival Series. Donate for it in MP3 at a very special price. The whole series on one disc in MP3 format. Find out how to do these things and what you need. And listen to our advice on investments, ladies and gentlemen. One person, after hearing the interviews, for example, locally, that is already buying incentive stocks or anything, silver, junk silver, was just ready when Danny was on the air with us another time, talking about silver investing and junk silver and numismatics and the market and the magic numbers, etc., was just about ready to purchase. And they had already called, in fact, from their current supplier and for their $100 Federal Reserve note investment that they were able to do that month was going to get somewhere in the neighborhood of 120, 123 Mercury dimes, if I recall. And after they had the knowledge and simply called a reputable person, Danny at J&J Coins, they got over 100 more coins, 240-something for the same 100 Federal Reserve notes. Tell me which deal you want, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's pretty obvious. I've had a lot of questions, a lot of concern over the last 2 months from people about precious metals. It's the only reason we're covering it again. Actually, in our archives, it's all been covered extensively. But here you go, and this will carry you on into the future. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I also want to talk about the land grabs around the country, the timelines, etc., that have been established internationally, multinationally, however you want to say it, and just nationally, because of cohesion amongst socialists and communists and subversives, enemies both foreign and domestic, which millions and millions of us took oaths to protect the Constitution from. And a lot of us take our oaths seriously. Targeting 2009-2010, so-called public lands and your access to them and your ability to use them for industry, whether that be grazing or copper mining or pumping out natural gas or CO2, yes, there are vast deposits of very valuable CO2 all over the country. Coal, silver, minerals, gems, aluminum, iron, forestry products, animals, grazing, foods, herbs, an intentional plan under the guise of a so-called travel management rule and forest plan revision to strip your access to these lands by seizing into federal control 50 to 80% of the so-called public lands around this country right now. And I use that term because most of you think of things as public lands. There are no public lands by its legal definition in America, ladies and gentlemen. But we've already covered that extensively. But most of you use that term and are more familiar with that. So like I say, so-called public lands. Whether that be your national parks, just open state lands, rivers. There's been rulings already getting geared up in favor of the federal Gestapo on the waterways even, saying that any waters in the country that are even navigable by a bass-sized 10-foot Johnny boat are thereby maritime federal jurisdiction waters and federal property suddenly, streams, rivers, ownership, distribution, not just the Great Lakes and oceans. Now, it is unconstitutional and will be defeated by groups like ours, and probably our group in particular will, when we're done with the Article III courts and the Supreme Court in our battle on federal jurisdiction. But until that time, that's their plans, and already gearing up and written and have judges siding with them to try to create that anti-constitutional entity called case law. So-called precedents, interpretation of your Constitution and rights, not fact, not intent, not real lawfulness, but color of law, lies, administrative codes, and subversion. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the physical evidence in our hands, our organization of the land grabs out west. Their very own maps from the land management agencies that most of you are most familiar with, like Forest Service, Fish and Game Departments, BLMs, State Land Trusts, etc., that fall under Department of Ag, Department of Interior, Bureau of Indian Affairs, etc., National Park Services. The actual newest maps, and in fact, so new, the print date on some of them, because of our constant work in this field to save this country, dated yesterday. That's right. Showing a 50 to 80% reduction and lands open to the public for any use. And it's conveniently on the same timeline as desired full enforcement of the Biosphere Treaties, North American Union, Security and Prosperity Partnerships. Wake up, ladies and gentlemen. It's not an accident. The new GPSing under the new census starting in 09 of every door and window and access to every structure in America begins in 09. National ID cards, desired outcome is 2009 to 2010. And the mystery schools have target dates of culminations of their plans in the 2012 area, allowing the structure to be set up unless they're stopped by people like you listeners who are going to take a proactive stance and the Hour of the Time radio and Citizens for Multiple Land Use and Access, the group that's spearheading this fight for private property rights. And remember again, private property is your ability to own and control possessions, not just real estate. Learn your legal definitions. We had some wonderful speaking engagements last night, yesterday. Besides all the other duties, we're on the road for 3.5 to 4 hours yesterday, plus 5 hours of speaking engagements. That's just yesterday alone. Besides a broadcast, and order fulfillment, and questions, and emails, and answers, and news, and research. And then try to fit in some family life after midnight. So ladies and gentlemen, we are genuine, and we need your support. Those of you who have been interacted with us and researched with us know the reality of patriots out there, P-A-Y patriots, which are the bulk in this country. I know they don't like that, but oh well. If you have a problem with it, contact me. And the socialists that inundate our system, you know the difference between them and us. Now, many of you live in states who have already done with the preliminary or draft proposals, as they like to call them, of management of so-called public lands. None of you were done when we started fighting it and airing it and trying to be guests on other shows. But many other shows don't want us talking about it out there that are so-called patriots. And it's kind of funny. It makes me wonder what them and their network's real intent is. Some of them out there, though, have wanted us to disclose it to their listening audiences, and we have. But none of the states were done when we started this battle, and 13 states have sat back and allowed their freedoms to be stripped already. Maps, completely revised maps, magically re-edited, stuff just missing. We have them in our own hands, ladies and gentlemen. Physical copies, digital copies, etc. Because people chose to sit back. Because it was easier than getting involved. Doyle and Rob and Jimmy and George and Andy and Gloria and Eva and John and Gary. They'll work their jobs and businesses and help and have family life and shopping. And do the 4 to 5 hours of driving plus 4 to 5 hours of speaking engagements in one day. For me, I can kick back. It's easier to come home, pop a meal in the microwave, and watch some idiot TV show than to help save this country. And I know it's easier. I see tons of people do it. But just like the revolution, 2 to 3% of the people are going to have to bail this country out. But just remember, just like throughout world history, do you want to be part of the 2 or 3%? Or when it's done, and a restoration, not a revolution, a restoration in this country of our Constitution happens, do you want to be known as the one on your block that was a scumbag socialist and didn't help? Do you want to maybe be the only survivor because you didn't get involved and all your children were shot in the back of the head? That's your choice, ladies and gentlemen. I know where I'm going to be in the 2 or 3% of the restoration. And whether I see it all the way through or we're somehow killed the first day, I don't care. Because we're already on the front lines. And the battle lines are forming, ladies and gentlemen. And right now, we're what in what would be, textbook-wise, the soft war. But we are getting led to a hard war, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt about it. Nobody I know that has a half ounce of intelligence, and especially any experience, not just gibberish talk, like many people out there are. I'm not saying you listening right now, if it doesn't apply to you, don't be offended. If it does, wake up. But those that are wise, they're historians, whether officially or just in their living room, which is better than most professors, through reading and research, real veterans maybe. None of us want it. The ones that want to egg it on have a problem mentally. Most of them have never actually done it before and don't realize how horrible conditions will be. But many of us who have seen it are also realists and realize what's coming. And unfortunately, at this point in this country, there may be no averting the hard war, but you can be much more prepared for it and better off and make it through it and be part of the restoration and not a sheeple refugee wandering aimlessly, pinned up in the next concentration camp, which will be called safe zones or government aid centers, while your family is robbed and raped and given injections that are horrible for your health and genes and sanity, and fed poisonous foods if you're not just shot or put to labor and die under labor right from the get-go. Again, you make the choice, ladies and gentlemen. We're done trying to force the horse to drink. All we can do is lead it to water, because that's the point we're also in this country. Many of us have realized we've had to take stock in those that are awake or are waking up and being genuinely honest with themselves and those around them and with the situation. And those are allies, and those who have been fence walkers for years or just gibberish BS talk and afraid to use even their own real name on the air or in emails or other correspondence are not part of the solution, ladies and gentlemen. They're part of the problem. And if you're one of those, you need not comment to me or write me or hassle me. I may write you back. I may not. And how I feel. But we do genuinely care. Many of us do behind the scenes here. From all walks of life that are part of this restoration movement around the country, whether they be disabled in one form or another, or college professors, or laborers, or mechanics, or welders, or physicists, or politicians. There are those back here and around the country that do care, and we do genuinely care about our fellow man around us. That's why we do what we do. Now, luckily, people have inquired about the Minuteman series and its special offer, and I will extend that offer for a short period more. The Minuteman series. And because it's such a special offer versus the labor and research and years that went into it, They are going to be MP3s on one disc. That's your problem to load them into your player or play them on the computer or burn your own disc if you're wanting individual CDs for use around the house. But more of the training programs are starting for those of you who understand the importance of that audio series and the information that was put out by the Hour of the Time and the offers for more. And we are actively starting that again because there has been an influx of inquiries. Anyway, around the country, little technical glitch there, sorry about that. And because of that, we're starting phases again from step one up. So if you're interested, and we'll know if you're a federal agent, ladies and gentlemen, you're truly interested, then contact me. Because in the not too distant future, we won't be able to do this anymore. And you won't be able to do it anymore either. So think about that. And because of that, I have some special offers that I'll be announcing that are very limited in supply, quite honestly. A publication to help you, written by allies and friends, and because of outright threats during the writing and publication and editing phases, had to use a pen name, no choice, or would have never seen fruition, this book. A very rare book, in fact, even though it's not necessarily old. Ally and friend. But I have the last remaining copies, brand new, of the publication. There will be no more printed. Those times are gone. They are not available elsewhere. Except for beat up used copies, because most that possess it don't want to let it go. I only have 18 copies that got straight from his son. The last case he possessed that he had stashed away. That's how much heat came down on this project. Just to simply write something down. Something to help our freedoms and country. If you are genuinely and seriously interested, contact me, ladies and gentlemen. 928-333-2942, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona 85925, or hourthetime@hotmail.com. Because if some of them are already reserved for a few that are close to us that have loaned out or their copies just destroyed from use. So, what is left after tonight's announcement I doubt will last more than a week even. Especially since this broadcast will run again this weekend. That's right, on the weekends, for those of you unable to catch it during a Monday through Friday weekday, we are running 2 days on Saturday, 2 different days of the week, and 2 different days on Sunday. So you get 4 of the 5 days of the broadcasting week again on Saturday and Sunday. And don't forget to thank Monty and Radio Free Vermont for doing that. And anybody and all that cover us and broadcast us. This is something new of Monty's. Tell him thanks. He understands the importance, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope more and more of you do every day. Every evening after we go off the air. That you go in and think about what we've said. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for tomorrow night's broadcast, we're going to cover a lot of updates on the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the North American Union, the sellout of our sovereignty, its mergers around North and South America, at least planned mergers, and give you some updates of what's going on out there and some history, again, for those of you who may be new or may have forgotten and just need a little refresher course. Now, if you are interested in helping with the battle around the country to preserve our property rights and our borders and our freedoms and our productivity and resources, email me, hourthetime@hotmail.com. And ladies and gentlemen, the socialists around the country, in their own words, which I've read the quotes from before numerous times on the air here, that are ramrodding the goal for world governance and enslavement under socialist world government, rarely mention outright gun confiscation, because they know how hard that will be. They're going after resources, ladies and gentlemen, because if they control those, their guns don't mean much. And don't get me wrong there. I am ardent in my stance of defense and use of firearms and reloading and stockpiling and training. But I'm also, again, a realist. Because most of Americans aren't that well versed in their firearms. So they're not much good when they can no longer grow food, mine minerals, harvest wood, graze animals, fish, navigate, travel, walk, hike, drive, escape, hide, defend. What are you going to defend, ladies and gentlemen? That derelict, trash-ridden city block you got trapped into in some metropolitan area because the crackdown came on your way home from work or while you were at the office building? Or because of current national highway design, you were locked in because of how they are being constructed on purpose to entrap the better part of our population within 25 key geographical metropolitan areas / regions. That's right. The majority of the population can be harnessed by filling in just 25 key metropolitan areas. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, look at the bigger picture and look at the facts. And if you're really seriously interested in what is probably going to be the biggest battle for sustenance and freedom, your property rights, and that does include your right to firearms ownership, then email me, hourthetime@hotmail.com. P.O. Box 940, if you want to write, Eager, Arizona, 85925, studio number 928-333-2942, and we can tell you how to get involved and be proactive, not just read some stuff to make you feel good and brag to your friends about what you know and learn, and still sit back and do nothing. If you're one of those, don't bother contacting me, please, because I'll probably catch on pretty quick. And you'll never be an ally after that. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for tuning in this evening. I hope you took some notes and numbers down and names and places and events and facts. And don't forget to contact me on those special offers, because they won't last long, none of them. Also, remember to look at the Conference 2008. Schedule and all that you get included in that and get enrolled. And be sure to keep an eye on the website. Some very special things coming up this fall, the rest of this fall and this winter. And stay tuned to our broadcast and thank our carriers for carrying us, because we've got some phenomenal need-to-know stuff and projects that are going on right now that we'll be announcing to those of you out there in the not-too-distant future. Again, thank you for tuning in to The Hour of Time, and your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona. May everybody have a good evening, thoughtful evening, and safe evening.